So this morning, the sermon was kind of dependent on the time our reports would take. Usually on Mission Sundays, we don't always have a full prepared sermon. And yet a couple of weeks ago, I thought, oh, what if I'm asked to preach this Sunday? And I had this passage in my head. And sure enough, last week when we discussed that we have two reports, there might be time for a sermon, that's the passage I kind of landed on. But as I look at the clock, we are almost at the time when a normal sermon starts to end. So I had not planned a full-length sermon, but it'll be even shorter than what I planned. It'll really be just a brief encouragement, really jumping off whatever has already been shared. God's word comes to us in many ways. You know, from the time, well, every day, every moment, in every ways, but even from the time we gather together, I trust God's been speaking to us, and especially in these very embodied actions of our brothers and sisters who've gone out and shared what God has been doing around in the world. So I'm going to read this passage from John 20:19-23. Our last week's sermon by Don Crawford ended our sermon series on the lives of the apostles with the passage that follows this. So this is a passage that actually is even before Thomas's story. So John 20:19-23. And I'm reading from the NRSV version. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." This is the word of the Lord. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. And that's the verse I've been reflecting on. That's the verse I feel is in this season for our community as a local church, that the risen Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. Fear is very paralyzing. I remember when I was growing up, I lived in a convent that had an orphanage and school, and stories of orphanages, as James shared, are dear to me because my mom grew up in an orphanage and went on to become a high school principal, and she's no more, but just that investment somebody did in her life yielded a lot of fruit. But in that time, when I was growing up, there was one incident when one of the girls who was from a Hindu background wanted to become Christian, and somehow it was misconstrued and stories spread around that this place was forcing people to become Christians. And a large Hindu organization organized a protest, which can often turn violent. And I remember the whole convent, orphanage school, was all locked up. Our house was right in the inside of that place, and all the girls were brought to one of the classrooms near our home, and someone turned on a movie for them so that they don't get anxious about what's going on. And outside on the road were these people demonstrating, and we never knew when violence or anything else would break out. And that's the closest I can think of being behind locked doors. It wasn't inside my house, but it was inside this big compound that we wouldn't dare to go out for fear of violence erupting. At the same time, growing up in that compound gave me a wrong picture even of this word mission, because that was called a mission compound. And so growing up, mission meant living in this very Christian walled out area. And we felt secure inside, but there was not much interaction necessarily with the outside world. It was only later on when I came to more active faith on my own and became part of a mission organization, I began to see God's heart for the people outside the mission compound. And that mission is not just a walled-in thing we do as Christians in a particular building or a compound or locality. So there are two pictures of Christ from this passage I want to quickly look at. The first picture is of Christ in the middle of his disciples. In fact, both pictures, he's in the middle. But the first one, Christ is in the middle. So you have these disciples, they are locked into their room behind these secure doors for the fear of the Jews. Something tragic has just happened. They've witnessed the brutality of the Roman Empire, and they're afraid. They're afraid that the Jewish authorities will arrest them and hand them over to the Romans, and the same thing will happen to them. And as I said, fear is paralyzing. And it is in the midst of that fear and being walled in and locked in that Jesus shows up. And he shows up right in the middle. Mesos in Greek. He's in the middle. They are around him. And that's one picture I want you to see of Jesus in the middle, drawing the disciples to him. And the second picture in that same passage is Jesus is in the middle, but he is now sending them out. So Jesus in the middle. My title of the sermon is The Sent Community. We are a community of faith. In fact, the church is the only faith community. We are a community that is reconstituted, reordered, and reoriented by Christ, who stands right in the center. Where is Jesus? He is in the center of his church. A church at large, but also every local church. Where is Jesus? He is here in the middle, in the center. And we find a movement for these disciples, a movement from fear to joyful faith. He shows them his hands and his side, and they rejoice when they recognize he is the Lord. And this revelation of Jesus is bookended by Jesus saying two times, "Peace be with you." Shalom. Shalom aleichem in Hebrew. The occasional or the regular greeting that would have taken place, but also a greeting that signals God's ultimate reign and rule over all things, that everything is now in harmony. Yes, there is chaos outside. Yes, you're rightfully afraid of people coming to attack you and trouble you or whatever, but I am there in your midst, and I am bringing the peace, because this peace has been won, not by military might, not by any other political power, but through the sacrifice on the cross. Look at my hands. Look at my side. Shalom. Peace. John also tells us it's the first day. And he repeats that to indicate this is not just saying, oh, it's like number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the first day. N.T. Wright calls the day of resurrection the first day of new creation. The whole creation died and was reborn when Jesus rose from the dead. And Jesus standing in their midst is ushering in a new creation. They are a new community that is redefined, reoriented, reordered around Christ. They are a born again new creation of God, a new humanity. And that's what the church is. That's who we are. A community that is redefined, reordered, and reoriented around Christ. Hey, the next picture, I said I'm going to keep this really short, is this Christ that now draws his followers to himself in faith, constituting them into a community, now also sends them out. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. And the first thing you realize in that is, as the Father has sent me, indicates the Father is a sending God. The sending is in the heart of God. God, in his very nature, is one who goes out of himself. Ecstasis. Out from himself. And mission is not an activity of the church. It is the nature of who God is. God who goes out of himself to create the world. God who goes out of himself to create humanity. God who breathes life into humanity and then now starts drawing humanity back to himself and all creation. This is the nature of God. And mission arises not from the activity of the church. It arises from the nature and character of God who is self-giving. God is self-giving love. As the Father has sent me. How did the Father send Jesus? Well, all of John's gospel tells us how the Father sent Jesus. In his very incarnation, the Word became flesh. How did the Father send Jesus? Jesus becomes one of us. The incarnation. How does the Father send Jesus? Jesus says, I do what I see my Father doing. And then I imitate my Father. So if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. In John's gospel, Jesus tells his disciples. And then how does Jesus demonstrate the Father's heart? He washes the disciples' feet. Because this is what the Father would have done. And I'm going to imitate my Father. How has Jesus been sent? He goes to the cross. Nail scars on his hand. Look at my scars, look at my side. That's the God we serve. A God who has scars. And I thought it was a nice play on words if we say that the church is called to be not a scared community, but yes, we are a scarred community. Because we follow a scarred God. A God who bears scars on his hand and sends us out with that. Yes, he will empower them by the Spirit. He will breathe the very power that created the universe into them. But they don't go out as, oh, come and see my power. No. They go out to wash the feet. That's how power is displayed. That's how the Father sent Jesus, and that is how he sends us out into the world to wash people's feet. And that is mission, my brothers and sisters. We are the sent community participating. God calls these disciples as his new partners. They are not given a new task. We are not given anything new. We are continuing the mission of Jesus. Jesus accomplished what needed to be done. But we implement it by now following him, serving him, and serving the world that he calls us to serve. So in closing, what fears and walls or doors are you locked in behind that paralyze you? Do you see Christ breaking through right now into whatever is keeping you locked in? Your fear, maybe your own ideas of what ministry and church and fellowship looks like, our own idealism. Whatever is keeping us locked in behind walls, Jesus comes through that, stands in our middle. And take a minute now just to quietly allow the Spirit to speak to you and ask yourself, what would this mean for me tomorrow, on Monday or Tuesday? When I go back to my school, when I go back to my work, when I do the dishes and laundry, when I go back to whatever and wherever God is calling me, what does it mean that as the Father has sent me, Jesus says, so I send you? Jesus' response to the Father was obedience and dependence. Full obedience and complete dependence. And that's the only way we can do what he calls us to do. How does our Sunday change the rest of our week? It's really the question we have to keep asking ourselves as we go out as the sent community, empowered by the Spirit. And so, Lord, please fill us now once again. Breathe your breath of life. Rekindle holy desires. Revive dead dreams. Renew our longing and our commitment to you. Thank you that we can be part of bringing your shalom into this broken and hungry and hurting world. In Jesus' name.